Dana McCartan here with two-time Super Bowl New York Giant, Carl Banks. Carl, we're in the starter house here in San Francisco. They gave me a jacket to put on for the interview here. How did the partnership with Starter start for you?
Well, the partnership with me started when I was playing. Yes. I was one of the first athletes to wear the brand. Yes. And as I developed my G3 Sports apparel business, I saw an opportunity to reintroduce Starter into the marketplace, and the market responded very well, and we're about 15 years in now, doing a really good job.
It's about the nostalgia factor of the brand. You know, my dad wanted me to tell you, he has his original Giants, a Starter jacket.
There we go.
Yeah, he wore it to the, what was it, the party at MetLife Stadium.
Okay.
He still has the pin on it. I was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I'm looking around. I'm seeing the original ad with Lawrence Taylor on it. I mean, it's just a nostalgia factor for Starter.
Well, it's the legacy of the brand. It's the brand that made fashion or fandom fashionable, right? And so fandom became a fashionable experience as a result of what Starter did to the sidelines. And we get to take it to another level now with the opportunity to collaborate with Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I just saw the guy holding the jacket right over there.
Yeah, these are, it's quite a moment for us, you know, to be able to do that and to be aligned with Bad Bunny and his desire to want Starter to do something.
He reached out to you guys and said, hey, I want to put something together.
Yeah.
Wow. And apparently it just dropped today.
Well, it drops in store today.
Okay.
It's drops online, starter.com, on Monday. Okay. After the game, you can go on starter.com and order your jacket there.
Awesome. From WFAN, can I ask you some Giants questions?
Sure.
John Harbaugh, thoughts?
Love John. Looking forward to him. He's all about football. Everything they do, every hour in that building, they're going to dedicate to being a better football team. I'm very familiar with the Harbaugh family. His father recruited me when I was coming out of high school. So I understand, you know, what is in his DNA, and I know that he lives it and breathes it. It's just not slogans for him. It's about the action.
But having him in charge, bringing him to this historic franchise, does it immediately make the Giants, I don't want to say Super Bowl contender, but at least a playoff contender next year?
That's up to the players. He's going to restore a standard that will not be compromised. And whether he gets them, you know, 5, 10, 11 games better than they were last year, we'll see. But he's going to get them there. If it's not this year, they will be an improved team. But if he doesn't get them as far as he thinks they should go, it's just a matter of time because he didn't have the right players. But they will be a much improved team.
I'm looking at the offensive coordinator. I was kind of for Cliff Kingsbury for a couple reasons. But one, you're taking him away from Washington at the same time. They went Nagy. Talk me off the ledge, Carl. He's going to be okay, right?
I trust in John Harbaugh.
Right.
Did we know any of John Harbaugh's offensive coordinators throughout his tenure until we knew about them?
No.
Right? So there were no flashy names until, you know, who was Greg Roman before he was Greg Roman in Baltimore?
Right.
So I think that we'll be okay.
I know that Nagy worked a lot with Mahomes. I'm not saying Dart is Mahomes, but they make those off-schedule throws, big arms, you know. So how can that help the development of Jackson Dart?
Well, because he understands the mindset. I think Matt Nagy, and the way he scripts plays, the way he's going to call it, the cadence of the offense, or I should say the rhythm of the offense, and getting all the other players, the participating players, to understand this is what your quarterback can do. You've got to always be available. And it's not as structured of, hey, when your back foot hits, you got to do X, Y, and Z. They understand that when his back foot hits, if he sees or feels something, he has the latitude to improvise and make a bigger play.
Right. I'm thinking about Jackson Dart, and he had to have had a voice in these decisions. Do you know how much of a voice?
I don't know. I'm sure they talked to him, and I'm sure he's talked to every candidate that they were looking at. But, you know, he's a young man. He just wants to win. He feels great. I saw him a couple weeks ago, just happened to be on vacation, and he was in the same place.
Cool.
And he's super excited about the head coach. And, you know, we'll see. But he's excited to be coached by John Harbaugh, and I think that's a great thing.
Moving to the defense, do you think at season's conclusion, Abdul Carter lived up to number 3 overall?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the future is really bright. The needle is pointing up for him. It's pointing in the right direction. And I'm happy that they have a defensive coordinator who can put them in some actions to utilize all of their skill sets.
Linebacker yourself, what would you like to see more from this defense moving forward?
A commitment to stop the run, a commitment to fundamentals.
Yeah.
And I think if they get that, they have more than enough talent there to be better than they were.
Yeah.
And they finished last, and they went from like 25th in the league against the run to last. So they descended as the season went on. And I'd like to see them be better at that. And I think they will.
Crazy to me, because that defensive line is supposed to be, you know, supposed to be, and they can't stop the run. What X's and O's wise can they do better?
Well, sometimes it's execution. Sometimes it's fundamentals. I just think that they're gonna find out what championship expectations are, what championship level effort looks like. And maybe it's not their fault that they don't know, but they're gonna find out under Coach Harbaugh that, you know, good isn't good enough. You know, they're gonna be a better team.
Thoughts on Eli not making it into the Hall of Fame second go around?
It's unfortunate. You know, it's the one time a year that the reporters or the voters get a chance to play God Almighty, and they can make decisions based on what they feel. So I think Eli is a Hall of Famer. I think at some point it's going to happen. So we stay hopeful.